Doyle rejected the measure on Friday evening, saying that requiring a photo ID to vote would potentially endanger the rights of 100,000 seniors without driver's licenses. Assembly Speaker John Gard urged his members to overturn the governor, saying that this measure is the only way to deter fraud at the polls. In a sign that Republicans will try to use the issue in the upcoming campaign for governor, Gard took a shot at Doyle.
What I think the governor's problem here is that he thinks he needs people to cheat in order to stay as governor.
Democrats called Gard's claim outrageous. Madison Assemblyman Joe Parisi says Doyle was right to reject the measure, since the real answer to improving accuracy at the polls is to better train poll workers. Parisi says this proposal would only make it harder for legitimate voters to cast their ballots.
On the surface, this bill sounds reasonable. It sounds great. But when you scratch the surface, you see that this has many, many problems, and this will adversely affect numerous members of the state of Wisconsin and disenfranchise them from their right to vote.
Republicans lacked the numbers in the assembly to override Doyle's veto. For Greendale GOP sponsor Jeff Stone, it's the second session in a row the governor has rejected his bill. He says he tried to address Doyle's concerns this time around, broadening the plan to give people free state IDs if they need them.
What I really believe is that there is nothing that I can craft that this governor will accept.
On that note, Stone immediately proposed an amendment to the state's constitution that would accomplish the same goal. Two consecutive sessions of the state legislature would need to approve that plan, as would the majority of the public in a statewide referendum. While the whole process would take a few years, it would let the GOP effectively keep Doyle out of the equation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.